It was at the Swick House?
Well, not at the Swick House, but up that area. I think it was across the street there, I think it was where Anigan's service station is now.
Oh, okay.
But not where the post office, I think it was down there.
Two more of the post office.
But anyway, he used to take the mail over there every afternoon, that's about the time school's out. And a lot of us fellows used to get in front of the, oh, in front of this little push cart, walk real slow.
Oh!
He used to grab, get out of the way, it was US mail. All he ever said that I know of. And his son, what is his name, I?
Joe?
Joe.
Joe Shimoney?
Joe Shimoney? Is that the old man or was that his son? Joe might have been his son.
I think Joe was the old man, I knew.
Yeah, he was his son.
Now, where did the Shimoneys live? Is it please?
Not sure.
I think they lived down there, close to the Coles. The Coles used to live right down in the middle of town. That used to be the town.
Didn't Shimoney live across the street from Coles?
Something like that, right in there. Right in there somewhere, but I can't remember exactly where.
Did you remember Janie Galbraith?
Janie? No, I knew Nettie Galbraith. Nettie Galbraith, but I don't know Janie Galbraith. Janie?
Yeah.
Edna Galbraith?
Oh.
Nettie Galbraith? And then...
Barbara Galbraith.
And put the lady of Custer Regal over Galbraith, that's her name.
Barbara Galbraith. The Barbara was old, was it?
Barbara Galbraith was the mother.
Mother, yeah.
Mother of Nettie and then...
Well, now who was the daughter of John L. Smith? Was that Nettie Galbraith? No, that didn't sound right. A daughter of John L. Smith married Don Galbraith.
Oh.
I can't.
Maybe that was Janie, I don't know, maybe.
No, it wasn't Janie, the Lois knows. I guess she was a very vibrant, colorful woman, I think. And any child of John L. Smith, because he was such a colorful, dynamic person, I guess. Now there were two depots. You mentioned the depots. The depot that I remember of the Oregon Electric was right across from the the Hawkshurst and the
yeah,
Robinson store.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right across from her.
Yeah.
Grace Robinson's
store.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you remember taking the train there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I come home from there, and my friend had come with Captain Stan, and my father would come in the Ford to pick us up after work.
Yeah. Oh, you worked in Portland at Myron Frank's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
So in 1917, for the World Star, when the
Ford
came
out,
all the boys left for the service.
I see.
And the gallery were all left home to have to get out of work. Uh-huh. We didn't get to go to high school at that time. We had to work.
I see.
So we got to work, and the Kyberger girls and the Downs and the whole bunch of those gallery all got on the train. I got on the Soma station.
Oh, sure, sure.
And then they got on 12, the rest of them got on 12, and some of them got on up at, was it Durham? Durham. They came down from Durham, and I think that's where it started, from where Durham wrote from that area.
Yeah.
So there was an actual depot at the Soma.
Oh, I can remember that.
Oh, you can remember
that. Station,
boy, that was just
a
station. Your back door.
It was a nice station.
Yes.
It was a big station.
Uh-huh.
And we had a train to come by and to come by and pick us up and take us in, and we all take us all to work. We all worked at Myron Frank or someplace like that.
Yeah. Now, what did you do at Myron Frank?
I started out there as a center aisle.
Uh-huh.
And they all started out, the Nyberg, the Blank, or the Thompson girl, Blanche
uh-huh.
Thompson, she worked in a beauty shop, in a women's shop down there,
yeah.
In the old Portland Hotel.
Oh!
The old beautiful
yes,
hotel, and
yes,
they were turning
yes,
for that now. I couldn't
yes.
believe it. That was such a.
Yes.
They should have kept that for posterity.
Yes.
That was a beautiful
now they
hotel.
Would. It was just the
yeah.
time when they didn't
that?
Have any feeling for the.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
place?
I do.
that's where Blanche Thompson was. They had a women's dress shop there, and that's where Blanche Thompson worked. And Mary, I know her, Mary, well, she married that Johnny Jr. So she didn't work. She married real young and married Johnny. He had worked over there at the golf course over there down there by the Beaver, I guess, and that golf course. He was a manager there at one time, Johnny Jr. And that's where Mary Thompson married him.
Yeah.
And this Marge Thompson married the chocolate man from California. Hopler. Used to be Hopler Chocolates.
Oh, yes.
That old Hopler chocolate company. Oh, that's what Marge Thompson married him.
Yeah.
And then Laura was already married. She lived there by that old Thompson place. All those places are gone now.
Yes, they are.
They just got all gone.
The Vianne's, especially the Vianne's. Is that the
Vianne's? The Vianne's used to live there up on the corner, right across from where the school is now. Well, they did have a farm out there, someplace in the back.
Farm,
I don't know where.
Yeah, the Robbins.
Then they moved down into it by the Twelton School, across from the Twelton High School.
Mm.
And that little corner area there, because that was the old Vianne place.
Mm.
Charlie and Frank and Marge taught, Marge Van, and Florence Van. They all lived there in that place.
I see. Is the house still standing?
No.
I see. This
one. Well, so many of the places that I used to know are gone.
Yes.
All the Guyver's places back there, you used to live back in the school, that's all gone.
Yeah. Did you have our calendar last year, or this year's calendar?
I got last year's. I didn't get one this year.
Well, because that features the old house. We call it Twelton Street of Dreams 1900. And we had all the old houses that were standing about the turn of the century.
Oh,
so you'd enjoy that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should have got one of those.
Yeah, Lois, I think Lois has one.
Can we give him each one?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh,
you can remember
great.
That one.
Good heavens, that's great.
Remember that?
This is the old Hedges house.
No, that's the Somm Mansion, the Somm Castle down the road.
Right down here. Remember Somm's had the house down here?
Somm Castle.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, how great. This is Somm's old.
Yes, the castle.
Yes.
With the big dome.
What's your name? My name is Jackie Somm. Did you have?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
this is wonderful. I remember all those
1900,
yes.
That's when I was born.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you just wonderful.
I know she gave a gift.
Yeah, you look wonderful. Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, did you know Jane Ibeck?
I didn't know the Ibecks were.
I knew John Ibeck. John Ibeck went to high school for a couple of years.
Anyway. Oh, who's that been? Hillary's brother?
I don't know. John was the only one I knew. I knew the.
Oh my gosh, these other houses in here too.
Yeah, Jane Ibeck is just your age, and she just lives down here now.
Here's the number. Here's the Robinson's. New Robinson's house.
No, that's Guyberger's house. Guyberger's. Yeah.
Oh, for goodness' sake. Oh yes, sir. Photo of May Guyberger.
Yeah.
Is she still living?
Yes, and she was in Salem, and she has come up, I think, for the school reunions.
Oh, really?
Find that.
Well, her sisters, I think, and Anne are both dead, I think.
Well, there's two girls still living.
There is?
I don't know if it's Edna.
Maybe Edna, then.
I think so.
Yeah.
One lives in California, and one lives in Edna. It must be Edna lives in California, and May lives in Salem.
Yeah.
May lives here, and Edna lives here someplace?
Edna lives in California.
Oh, she lives in California.
Yeah, they came up to live at the house a year or so ago.
Oh, good. Oh, this is good.
Oh, yes. That's the kind of people that would be.
I remember all these houses.
Oh, boy, this old slick house.
But she might not have that.
Which one?
Oh, Donna. This old slick house.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's good. That is so good. Now, this is...
Well, it's where Fredericks live, right down here below the hospital.
Oh, I don't know this one. I don't think I knew that one. Zena's Brown House. Oh, here's the was on Edge's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we do. It first had a fence, but had a white fence around it.
Do you remember that? Yes. This part of it is still standing.
No. Yeah, but this is nice.
Now, what have you got there?
There's a. That was a second grade. That's a second grade class there.
Oh, that's a big second grade.
Yeah, sure. Well, second, first and second, I think they were both together.
Yeah.
This young Johnny Jurgens, Clarence Hill, I don't know. You know
you say this is Johnny Jurgens?
This guy right up here. Huh? Here I am. This guy's a guy by the name of David Brennan, who you don't know. There's John Seminole there.
Oh, yeah. Now, where are you in this picture?
Right here.
Oh, I see him. Yeah.
But right here, that one right there. Bill Barngrover is right down here, I think. Harriet Barngrover, who was now Harriet Andrews, right in there someplace. And it was just Miss Coleman, I remember her.
This would be what year or about?
Well, let's see now. Here about 1919, I imagine. Maybe
1989.
House.
Oh, yeah. No. This is almost like pictures of my childhood.
Here's Nettie and John.
Yeah, see them out there.
And Nettie and John and Elsie and Jesse. Oh, for goodness sake. Who's this other one?
Maybe Walter, maybe.
Walter. That's what it was.
Walter.
Yeah.
Jesse's daughter, going down the bottom.
Jesse's daughter.
See, that's the.
Oh, Helen. Helen.
Oh,
yeah.
Helen Koch.
Yeah. Coach. Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, these are great.
Pole. Pole, is that the one that they raised their house in?
No.
Is that the pole that sent out all the.
No, poles, no, there wouldn't be in there. No, it wouldn't be there.
That's the Asa Mack house.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Asa Mack?
Oh, yes. But that's been torn down,
no,
no, no, it's still there.
It's still there?
It's the veterinarian has his office there now.
Oh.
Yeah. But there is a pole connection. Asa Mack was that pole's stepfather.
Oh.
And the pole girls.
Oh.
Three of them. That was Gladys Byram's daughter.
Gladys Byram's daughter, oh.
So, and so she was the one that then grew up in the Zeke Eddy house.
Oh, they did.
Did I say Gladys? Yeah, Gladys Byram, yeah.
Let's see. Uncancelled 1 cent stamp.
Oh!
You don't find those very often anymore.
You know, we found some in the Hedges house.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we found two uncancelled.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Oh, that's a poster. That's a.
Let's see what the picture you showed her.
Yeah. Yeah, when we took the Hedges house apart, it was amazing. Your house that hadn't been lived in for 10 years or so had been kind of trashed a little bit, you know, and people would come through, and although it wasn't badly vandalized, but it's amazing the things they found in the walls and underboards and things. Found a nice little, like a snuff box and a little thing wrapped with the 2 1-cent stamps, uncancelled, and it was wrapped in a little piece of newspaper that had an 1892 date on it, and a very shiny penny, hardly, it hadn't been used at all, just not nicely, 1900, I think.
1900,
I think, or 1899, around in there. And a few garments, a lot of old smelly socks, but one was a cravat tie that that had its knot built in and then it slipped through with a kind of hook on the inside to hook it into place. Mm-hmm. And it had a little stamp inside it, 1893, I think.
Huh.
And some letters, old letters that were torn up, mm-hmm. and I think they had about that same time, 1890 mm-hmm. something date.
They're square nails?
Yes. They took the house apart. They were so good. They were just extracting all the square nails. In fact, I have a... This is what we had made up. We can each have one of those little certificate inside and a square nail taken from the house.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay, I have one, so I'll give you this
back.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
What do you remember, or do you remember Reverend Blake?
Reverend Blake.
They called him Father Blake?
I don't remember. Was he one of the ministers?
Yeah, he was a minister, and he lived up close to the Byrons.
Martin Barrow West, do you remember him? Did anybody say about Martin Barrow West?
No.
Well, he wasn't a doctor, but he was taken in by the Byrons at one time, and he lived with them for many years. Mm-hmm. And then he opened from the restaurant or something over in Milwaukee. I think he and his wife both died, though, and she used to be he married a gal, a high school gal, come to me in the middle of the meeting.
Back to the Byrams. Now you mentioned having been in the old Byram house.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember old Mrs. Byram, Joe Byram?
Mrs. Byram. Oh, yes. She was a wonderful woman.
Was she? She was a beautiful woman from the pictures.
Oh, she was a wonderful person.
Is that right?
Joe Byram was a wonderful
man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
They were an ideal family.
Yeah.
An ideal family.
Yeah.
It's
fun
to have anybody
in
your life.
Yeah.
That's what I've always heard nice things about.
Yeah.
And the pictures, they just look like a really handsome
person. You couldn't want a nicer person than she was.
Yeah,
she was such a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Fortunately, she had cameras, and she just loved to go around and take pictures, which is why her granddaughter Barbara has so many pictures now. And she kept everything. Yeah.
They were the Hill Gang, and the Nybergs were the
Swamp Gang. Diverse in the Swamp Gang, and the Byrams and the Hill Gang. But we've always gone to the Hill Gang.
Yeah, a little rivalry there.
And sometimes the Swamp Gang would invite us down for skating or so like that on the pond down there. But they always are kind of separated from each other.
Is that right?
But they all play.
A little bit of friction there.
I see. Basketball together, the Nybergs and the Byrams and the whole bunch of us all played together.
Yeah.
We got along fine in that old gym. They had a big gymnasium back in the. You don't remember the great big gymnasium?
Oh, yes, I went to school there. Oh, you bet.
Yeah, we played basketball there.
Yes,
all the time.
Had the great big pot-bellied stove, not pot-bellied, the great big stove there with a screen guard around it.
Oh, yeah.
Now you mentioned skating. That would be the pond by the Nybergs.
Yeah,
the swampy
pond
area.
Down by the river there.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was there for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like he drives up or into somewhere.
Yeah,
like
very
that
much.
That pond that you see from my
I see. No, that would be that. I was thinking the swamp area. But the back in the woods sort of?
Yeah, it's alongside the highway. You can see it when you drive across the, freeway there. By the river.
And it'll be cold enough to freeze occasionally so you can go ice skating?
There's a real shallow pond in there to freeze right away.
I see.
Nobody ever mentions anything about the old mailman they used to have. Evans?
Toos. But there was Henry Owen.
Owens. They had a son, Evan Owen, and Dan Christensen. Now, Dan Christensen has a marker over there in our cemetery.
Yeah.
And they were the Christians and they lived in Cypole. And these two boys were working down Hedges Swamp at one time. And this mailman's son, Evan Owen, and Dan Christensen, they were down there weeding. And they took a notion to go over to the Fallen River. and to go swimming, and they run right from their onion patch and jumped into the river. They both drowned. They both, and that was a big funeral that went on in Sherwood. Everybody knew that, Owens, Evan Owens, because he was our mailman, my son.
And what was the other kid's name? Dan
Christensen. Now, he has a marker down in 12. It makes me sick because that little marker, nobody pays any attention to it.
In the middle of the cemetery now.
Where is it? Because I was down there a couple of times and somebody came and said, there should be a stone there. This guy drowned in the river.
When you go down to the cemetery, go in from the Martin side of the house there.
Yeah.
Drive the full length.
Yeah.
And then make the turn down the end to go out. It's right where you turn there, right on the
top. Yeah,
just a little bit of a marker there, but it doesn't say
made
who
out of steel.
Right now.
Somebody did it with a welding torch or a cutting torch they put up.
And that Dan Christensen was going to be my first date out on a date.
Oh!
Where you going to show me how to dance?
Oh!
He was drowned, and I said, my goodness, I never did know how to dance because he was going to teach me how to dance up in Sherwood.
Isn't it odd that they both jumped in and drowned?
They both jumped in the river, and they both drowned. One tried to help the other, and they both drowned.
They didn't know how to swim, and they just jumped
in. Well, they were too hot. They hadn't been working in the
river. Oh, I see. And they probably overheated,
and they run all the way down to the river.
Yeah.
What part of the river did they go to?
Well, it's down by Jurgens Park.
By Jurgens Park over there.
Okay.
Right by Jurgens Park over there.
I still remember that very vividly because my dad went over there and took me along. And I sat in the car and I happened to glance over here at another car. And here was one of these poor guys in the car with a blanket over him sitting in the back seat. Holy smoke, that's kind of, I can always remember that, I'll always remember.
You were there when they took him out of the river?
No, not when they took him out, when he was in the car there waiting to take him someplace.
Tell me about, what year was that approximately?
The mark over there, so they say 1918, that was it.
Does it have a marker? It makes me feel real bad to think that some of his family don't come there, because they had quite a big family there in Cypole at one time.
And that's where
it's
right in Cypole, right there to make the turn there for Rasmus and Jude to live or so on. I used to go to Sunday school there always. And they had a little church in there, and that's where the Christians used to live.
There are about three houses kind of close together there, surrounding there.
Galber's house is across the street.
Yeah, Galber's house is right across the street from it.
Oh, I see.
That's where the Christians used to live
there.
But
there's a church.
They have quite a big family, and I can't figure out why.
Yeah.
And paying attention to this.
Now, where is the Owens boy buried? In Sherwood?
The one boy, I think he's up in the cemetery from Sherwood.
Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill Cemetery.
I see. And what was his name?
Evan Owens.
Johnny Owens was a dad. He was a mail carrier.
Was Henry Owens?
No.
Okay, Johnny.
But I remember, at least we called him Johnny Owens all the time. He drove in a horse and buggy.
Well, we have a picture that Mrs. Joe Byram would have taken from the front, I think from our front door, looking down and to the little picket fence, and there was this little horse and carriage, and that was
the
back of Henry. I thought it was Henry, but anyway, it was the mail carrier.
That road there, by the Soma station that comes off up here by Mitch's Nursery and goes down there, is not paved. It was a dirt road. We used to go out there.
That was in the Soma Road, that little stretch.
They had mud there that deep in the wintertime. Summertime was dust. We used to go out there and throw dust up in the air and watch it.
Throw dust on people
and not very many people in Twelton know that little stretch was called the Soma Road.
Probably so.
And then they changed it so it made it Avery
Road
all the way across.
I don't know how they call it Avery Road because that had nothing to do with it.
Avery's were there for a long time.
But they just had the same name.
Well, I wonder where the Soma got its name. You said something about
Indian name. It was always called the Soma.
They just picked it up somewhere. It didn't have any.
There's three or four in Tonquin, of course, is another one. Had a station over there too.
Yes.
Tarquin wanted Malloy. Malloy wasn't.
Was there a station at Malloy?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a station at Malloy too.
Uh-huh.
Because that was named for the Malloy family. You would have known
Malloy. Yeah, that was, of course.
Yeah.
Every 2 or 3 miles, they had a station.
Sure,
because
sure.
There were flag stations there.
Yeah.
A lot of trains running during the day there. Every half hour or so, the train going on.
Sure makes good sense to have a train carrying everybody in town.
Yeah. We had the red electric down there where the Walgreens are over there, and we had the red electric there.
Uh-huh.
We had lots of transportation back and forth to Portland at that time.
Yeah, sure. Now, the East and West, the Southern Pacific now, SPNS it was originally, it went into Portland eventually, but that went by way of Lake Oswego and across the river, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that still there?
No. Oh, yeah.
The railroad track is still there.
Well, what can you tell me about Jurgens Park?
Well,
we used to play ball there.
It used to be a popular
store
there one time. Very
used to be what?
Very popular.
Now, you talking about the Jurgens Park down on the river or up on the highway?
Up on the highway.
Well, on the highway.
Okay.
And Romer's Rest across the street.
Yeah.
Romer's Rest. And that used to be popular too at one time, but then it didn't last too long.
Yeah.
Then they had a ballpark in there too.
That was nothing but woods. They carved out a ballpark. And of course, they didn't make it very big. I used to play on the Jurgens Park ball team. They had one every Sunday. That was an attraction.
Where was the ballpark again? Carved out of the woods by Jurgens Park?
It was right down behind.
Behind Jurgens Park?
Yeah, let's see. I'll show you here. Give me a pen here. Okay, here's the road that goes by the cemetery. Comes out here, and here's the main highway. And of course, Jurgens Park, concession stand is right here. Ballpark is right back here.
Oh. Well, where were the cabins?
They're along here someplace, along here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they had, it wasn't very big. I mean, a big fly ball would be a home run. So we used to play people, and the rule was that you take as many bases as you could, regardless of where you hit it. The only difference was that our guys, we had them have an extra ball in their back pocket, see? Geez, the other time, and knock a ball out to Bryce, and this guy go back there and rush around the front and throw the ball in.
And
get a double. The other guy didn't have that. We would make a home run every time if we did that.
So there was the Jurgens Park team. What other teams were there?
Oh, boy. Every little town had a ball.
Is that right?
Twalton had a ballpark, a ball game.
Is that right?
And
now, where was it? The Twalton ball field was where?
Right down there where it is now, pretty well. Down there.
In the park, or
just right where it is now. Although the home plate was out on the road.
Okay, but didn't there used to be a ballpark where Herman's Cat and Dog Food Factory?
That was later.
Oh, later. Okay.
So the first ballpark was over by the sawmill.
No, where AC Mac's house is right there.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, right where the park is now.
Yeah. Right in the park. Okay.
Right down there. And the home plate was right. You make the turn into the park. And in those days, of course, they didn't have the bags nailed down like they do now. And was it Clyde Hedges? Was Skinner Blank, was it, that played first base?
Skinner Blank.
And
would that be Ed Blank?
Mel Blank.
Oh, Mel Blank.
But anyway, he gets spikes tangled up in the bag. When somebody come running down there, he pulled the bag 3 or 4 feet up.
Now, these teams, were they kids or were they grown-ups or did it matter what age?
Well, I mean, the 20s and so forth.
Oh, was it what was called the town team?
I
remember him.
They had one at Tigard, and they had a good,
hi. Do you know where Eric is?
No, I don't, honey. I'm sorry, I don't know where she is.
And Sherwood had a good one, and everybody used to go.
It's like later on, back in the 40s, I guess, it's when they had town basketball teams. And they played around.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm going to ask you, but I've heard references to kind of red activity in the 30s, pinkos or communists pinkos here.
30s.
Was there, can you remember anything like that?
What was that about?
Red, I don't remember that.
Communists.
Was it communists or Nazis or
I think this was communist.
Brown shirts.
Oh, was it that? Was it? That would have been the Nazi.
Sympathizers, yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't heard about that. I just heard just kind of casual references to the...
Well, you're not thinking of the IWW is already there. The Wobblies, yeah.
Yeah. Were they...
I didn't know very much activities here. They, of course, were very active all over the place. I mean, the Wobblies were.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's where they had the big shootout up in Seattle.
What minister was that you said was
Blankenship. Blankenship.
From Sherwood?
Yeah.
He was a Ku Klux Klan member, you think?
Yeah.
Isn't there still a Blankenship family over there?
Yeah.
Same family?
I think there's some. They had a son. I don't know whether he's still alive.
It's Ken Blankenship that was.
That's right. Ken is the one.
Was that
son.
Ken Blankenship?
Yeah. Now, was he or was it his
Ken
father?
His father was in the thing,
His brother.
His father.
Well, do you remember a dance hall down by where the park is now?
Down here? Oh, yeah. Sure do.
Where was that?
That was right on the river down where the little covered picnic area is down there.
Oh, there's a dance hall.
Well, now I heard that it was run by the communists.
Was that right?
That's the connection I had, yeah.
Right down where the picnic area is.
Or else they had some doings there.
In those days, of course, one of the things that they, the objective was to get as many people in there as you could for picnics, and that's where they made their dough. Mm-hmm. So they had a dance floor there, and they had one over at Romer's Rest, mm-hmm. and over at Johnny Frederick's place over across the river there at Avalon. They had all of them had mm-hmm. dance floors, and of course that was just another concession there that they could. Right down there at the base of the where you go into the park now, and you have the ramp down to the river. Mm-hmm. That used to be a little swimming hole there. That used to be. They had a float out there.
Really, they even there.
Didn't know it very well. I lived over here.
On that farm. They came here when the art was. When Art came to school, I was in about third grade, fourth grade, or something like that, it seems to me like.
I don't recognize them in Art.
I came from way off. I don't know where it was. I came from.
Way off.
Well, Martinez, we call Martinez. I don't know if that's
what that is. That's Martinez. When I was a kid, they call him Martinsy.
Martinsy. I know we got to call him Martin Nazi. I don't know how.
That's correct.
Anyway, I knew where they lived, and we had speaking acquaintances. I don't know whether they ever did very much for them or not. I don't remember that at all. They lived over by Saggard's over there. You remember Saggard's?
Yeah.
They had the threshing machines. Mm-hmm. Go around, and they used to thresh all our grain for us.
Remember Lou Saggard?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Manixmas?
Probably after. I think they came in the 30s.
I see. Maybe so.
Yeah. What was it called? What was it? Maybe their Dairy Valley?
Valley Street?
Valley A?
Manixmas Point.
Well, in your time, was there much of a town at Middleton?
Yes, there's a big school, of course.
Was there a school there?
And there was a dog and a half stall or a grain hall. And I'm sure there was a store there, too.
At that time?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. sure was.
Just a name on the old time.
There's nothing there now, but there was a school there.
Now, what is your earliest memory of stores in Tualatin? There was the corner brick store that was...
New Robinson's.
That was a grocery store.
That was a grocery store.
And then the other Robinson's.
First they had their meat market in there.
And the next to that was that
and
Robinson.
Grayson had a store.
Yeah.
That's about...
Yeah, now, were there no more shops in the, what they call the old town, where the SPNS railroad went through, closer to the railroad track?
That's where the old grocery store was.
Now, was that still a grocery store? Can you remember it being a grocery store?
Oh, yes, I remember
it. Okay. Was it open at the same time that Newton Lizzie's was?
I think this pot store was before New Robinson was.
Yeah.
I guess not the same time.
But were they open at the same time?
Oh, yeah, sure they were.
So they would have had three stores then.
It would have been just a little old store.
Yeah.
And they had a hall there, too.
Yes.
Right down the corner.
Yeah.
Oddville.
And then they had the church right there in that corner.
Now, we talked to V. Cole. Remember
V. Cole? Yeah.
She remembers a millinery shop there.
No. V. Cole, is she still around?
Yes, she is.
Well, where
is
she living? In Monroe?
No, in
Valley View Manor.
Willamette View Manor.
Yeah.
On the east side of the where that is.
She's
yeah.
not very well. She's got leukemia.
I used to go to work with her sister.
Well, now her father had the big horse barn for the John L. Smith Enterprises, and he was a teamster, I guess. Do you remember that big barn back there where the sawmill was, back there where the city park is now, or where the, I don't remember that was after you.
The sawmill,
but
not that.
Remember the brickyard?
Yeah.
I can't remember the brickyard either.
It was right there where the lumber yard is now, out in there. They made all the bricks for that store.
Yes.
For New Robinson's store. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's going to last forever, I think.
That
was the store.
Yes.
That used to be such a popular place.
Uh-huh. Now, where was the post office when you remember it? Because it's been different places.
I think it was right there where Hannigan's service did. I would swear to it. Right in that area, someplace right in there.
I can't remember the post office at all.
Do you remember
our mail through Johnny Owens?
Yeah. Do you remember a jail?
A jail?
Charlie Roberts was the guy that he was his
old Roberts.
Yeah. The constable for years and years and years.
Then you can live on that place just for the Sherwood Road, the other Sherwood connect with this other road.
With Lisbury. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That used to be the old Roberts and Roberts.
Right. Uh-huh. I don't know where they took him to jail at.
No, I can't remember. They had a jail, didn't they?
I don't know.
There's references to a little jail kind of across from the Mack House.
That could have been. I wouldn't swear to it. It
must have been before your time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
We lived a long time.
Oh, gosh. It's just wonderful to get to remember something.
That is just
a lot of people just can't remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Sometimes all of a sudden it's such a...
Sure.
Well, now that I see these things again, I hate to have you take them.
Oh, we have to take them now. We're just waiting for this new museum to come in here.
Will you let us...
If you want to borrow them or something, that's fine.
Okay.
We'd rather keep them in
the... Oh, of course.
When we go to put our book together,
then we want to look at them.
It's just nice to know that the material is here when the time comes we want to quote from it or reproduce it. But this, I would like to have this and have you folks come when we have our Heritage Sunday. Because what a precious.
Go to church that day.
Never too late to start, right?
Could I go to the rafter?
Sure.
Let me show you where.
That
this is just so, a lot of people clean house and just throw away old stuff, and it doesn't
get... They'll want to throw things away.
No, I don't.
That's the trouble, you keep all these things,
yes,
and somebody don't enjoy them at all.
That can happen, yes.
In the old days, too, they used to, on almost every occasion, they used to send cards.
You have a lot of those?
Yeah.
My dad saved those more than my mother for some reason. We have a nice cabinet, old cards, fetching cards.
Turn this off.
Let's wait till she comes back.
Okay, that's right. So.
Okay, there you go. Yes, tell who you are.
Could you give us your name?
Oh, I'm Irene Spokel Erickson. I'm 89 years old, and I used to live here in Taunton all my life.
I am in high school. I'm in grade school. I'm Melvin Henry Spokel. But the name, my nickname is Mike Spokel for obvious reasons. And I haven't lived all my life yet in Oregon.
Just so far.
Just so far, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,